You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
My name's Ilse Zierden and I'm in the Department of Statistics at the University of Auckland.
So the University of Auckland has been running an experiment called Safe Blues that can provide near real-time information on the simulated spread of viruses. In particular, it can simulate the likely spread of COVID-19. How does this experiment work exactly?
So participants in the experiment download an app onto their phones, and the app sends out tokens to other people who have the app when you're close enough to them. So it can only send tokens out. So you seed the phone with several strands, and then it can only send tokens to other phones that are close to the phone that's been seeded. And so you can tell whether people are how close they are getting to each other and how often that's happening. We don't typically, I mean, you won't be able to measure it and down to, you know, tenths of a metre or anything, but typically once people are within a certain distance of each other, then the tokens will be exchanged. It uses a Bluetooth app. It runs just on Android phones at the moment. And I should also add that this is an experiment that was originally envisaged by researchers at the University of Queensland, Yoni Nazarati, at Cornell, Shane Henderson, who is an expat New Zealander, and also at Melbourne, Peter Taylor. And there are other people working on this project as well. So we're working in collaboration with them. They ran it in Auckland because we've actually been fairly reliably open so that we could track the spread of these virtual viruses on the campus. It only happens on the University of Auckland campus, so it's geofenced, the experiment, so the tokens are only exchanged on campus. And we can see that when lockdown happened, there was an immediate reduction, as one would hope, in the number of contacts between people. So it's possible to see very rapidly the change in behaviour as we move through alert levels.
That's really interesting. How does it work with the Bluetooth? Because obviously Bluetooth isn't completely accurate, and we've got this whole social distancing thing in place, which is you need to be 2 metres away from each other. Does it then like map how tokens would behave if people are keeping their distance, and how accurate is that? If it can't go to like tenths of a metre and or
so. No, it's nothing like as accurate as that. So it will only give a very rough approximation. And we've just been calibrating how it's really not that accurate. But it does give a good idea of whether people, how many other people you're coming relatively close to. So that's really helpful in terms of looking at the spread of the epidemic. So most people now, most of the time, would be at home, for instance. And if you're looking at the University of Auckland campus, it should be more or less totally empty. And so there should be nothing, you know, no transmission happening there. And so it's really possible to see that in the data.
And so the effects of lockdown, are they being reflected in the data?
They are. I can send you the most recent plot that we have of the data that's coming out from the trial, if you would like to see that.
Yeah, sure. I'd be interested in that. What technology does Safe Blues use to map all of this information, apart from Bluetooth?
Anonymity of all the participants is preserved. So each phone is assigned a separate code every day. So we don't know, we can't track which phones are meeting up with which phones or anything like that. We don't know who they belong to. They get totally different number every day. And then at the end of the day, all we're really downloading is the number of times that a phone has come into contact with a particular strand of the virus. So we're running several strands of the virus, and we just download those counts, and then they're analysed using, and I think we're using R to do that.
Was this experiment used in both lockdowns, and does it track for perhaps like the Delta variant has a much larger R number, I believe, and does it show the differences between maybe different strands of COVID?
No, we only started this experiment at the end of April this year. So we're in the second phase of the experiment. It's been running for It'll be running over three phases. So the first phase was in the second half of our semester one this year. We're now in the second phase in the first half of semester two, and then it'll continue running into the second half of semester two. So it didn't run during the lockdown last year. And in fact, it hasn't run during a lockdown period at all yet. So this is the first time that we're seeing how it behaves during a lockdown.
It'll definitely be interesting to see what data comes out of that. Was there anything else that you wanted to add?
So the very final thing I would really like to say, and I think this is that we really can see the effects of the lockdown in the data that we're seeing, and we can see them very immediately. And it's really important with the Delta variant that people actually do what they've been asked to do and stay at home, not mix with other people. It really makes a huge difference to the spread of the variant. And we've been able to see that immediately.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.